This is GQDN for Thursday, September 3rd, 2026. We're brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have the Minecraft update. Level 5 is going to have a showcase too. What happened today at the state of play? That in 1 minute, because it's the Venomous Abyss. This is your top 5 guilds in the race to world first. At number 5 is Fat Shark, yes. 6 out of 8 right now. At number 4, Zongzilla Team. They too are 6 out of 8. At number 3, Team Method. Right now, they're 7 out of 8 against Olatech. And Olatech for them is in part 3, 32.52%. Liquid's number 2, once again at Olatech. And they are right now at 15.59%. But number 1 right now is Team Echo. And their best pull almost had the boss beaten at 1.23%. Good luck to all the teams. Now, here's everything that happened today via IGN at 2 PlayStation State of Plays. So, first one to show up was Zach Krieger's Resident Evil. The movie comes out in theaters on September 18th. Then they got into some play of Marvel's Wolverine, which will come out later this month on PlayStation 5. The Ghost of Yote Most Wanted was announced as well, along with some PlayStation 5 stuff. There was a trailer. Game comes out October 1st. Monster Hunter Wilds expansion Ascendance was also announced. That'll be out next year. Metro 2039 PlayStation 5 Pro gameplay and release date also did happen. The Maneater 2 was announced, and that'll be due out next year. Crimson Desert DLC, called The Chattering the Unknown, was also announced, and that will be coming out this October 15th. So if you play that game, you get something new. There's a LEGO PlayStation that was confirmed. So LEGO, well, you'll have a LEGO PlayStation version. PlayStation 1, actually, and it's a 1-to-1 scale. Final Fantasy Resonance now has a demo that's out today, and that launches this October. Gundam Rogue Orbit now has a release date of March 5th, 2027. Keeper also showed up a trailer, and so did Uncanyon, and so was Hunter's Moon. Those are 3 indie games that will be coming to PlayStation. Revenuar will be out next year. Rhapsody in Scarlet came from Konami. There's some PlayStation Plus updates too. Mega Man X, Command Mission, Dino Crisis, Ratchet and Clank are all hitting the PlayStation Plus Classics catalog over the rest of 2026. So go check that out. And if you play Soros, it's getting a free update called Zenith. It's called Zenith, yeah. Zenith. Gran Turismo 7 is getting a big update. And this update will be taken in 2 parts in October and December. Until Dawn, we'll now get a new trailer at the State of Play as well. And that will be coming January 26th next year. Grand Theft Auto, the GTA 6 DualSense controller, was also announced, and they will be going for $85 and will be appearing November 19th, just in time for Christmas. Yay! Final Fantasy VII Revelation got a deep dive trailer and a release date. The final part of the trilogy will be coming to PlayStation on April 8th next year. That ended the worldwide version of the State of Play. But the Japan State of Play started out with Dragon Ball Xenoverse 3. It had its own trailer, and the game will be out 2027. Fate Extra Record will be coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 on January 28th. Eminence in Shadow Phantom Echoes now has its first trailer in the State of Play Japan. Monster Hunter Wilds Ascendance came after that one, and it did show up some new monsters, including the new Elder Dragon Gundroga. There are more monsters coming. The Withered World from Dragon Quest Monsters did also show up in this one. We shall see when that comes. Rematch Calibration collaboration with Blue Lock also showed up too. Receipts Fall also showed up as well. Gundam Rogue Orbit extended look did also happen as well, along with Stupid Never Dies. Slash Zero came in after that one, and now it'll be launching spring next year, and the demo is up later today with over 10 hours of gameplay. Punk Crown of New Quarter was also revealed, coming out next year. No gameplay there though. Rhapsody in Scarlet got an extended look. That'll be coming out this year as well. Maybe next year. Actually, there's no release date on that one. Revenuar will be coming out next year. Dabba Land of Water Scar will be coming out later. And then The Ghost of Yotai, Echoes of Sekigahara, did show up here and will be launching on October 1st as a part of the Ghost of Yotai Complete Edition. But if you want something from Nintendo, Level 5 is going to have a showcase for themselves this month via My Nintendo News. And the showcase will have an event on September 10th and will feature about an hour of updates across multiple titles. The event, which is listed every 5 level versions, Vision 2026 2 Dreams, will feature English subtitles and will be available on the YouTube channel. Level 5 Vision 2026 Dreams will begin at 1 a.m. Pacific time, which is about 8 a.m. Eastern time. Minecraft is going to have an update too. PC Games N said that Minecraft's update 26.3 is in pre-released, and Mojang made the final touches to the Dappled Forest. Like the Minecraft team said, quote, "We are now mainly fixing bugs, making improvements, and putting on the final touches ahead of release." We'll see what happens with that one. Yes, we will. We end today with PlayStation 5 because they're getting an Xbox game. And the game is called Keeper, and it's coming to the PlayStation 5 in the near future. The port showed up ahead of the official announcement, but that is coming. I know I didn't show up here yesterday because there was a veterans event near me and I went to it. Sorry, guys. But this is still a Dawn Forge production 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.